The divisions of faith. We spoke about the concept of the three modes of material nature. And Krishna employs this tool, this conceptual tool, to help us understand many things in this chapter. Arjuna asked the question about worship. There are many people who worship, but they don't worship according to scripture. They worship whimsically. And you see, in this world, there are people who do all kinds of worship. Even those who are atheists also have their worship. They worship football stars, music stars, rock stars. They may even worship scientists. Maybe not really putting them up on the altar, but for them, for all practical purposes, they follow them. It's innate nature to worship, to look up to somebody and respect someone. It's human nature. When we find somebody with some exemplary qualities that are inspiring, we want to look up to them. Then Krishna explains, yes, the varieties that we see in worship exist because of the different modes of nature. Those in the mode of goodness have a certain kind of worship. Those in the mode of passion have a worship. And those in ignorance have another kind of worship. Even those who worship ghosts exist here. About a year ago, I remember, when I was in the flight coming in or going out, then I read this newspaper article, one of the English papers here, newspapers, about a young teenager couple, boy and a girl, maybe. And they like to drink blood. Now, I was seeing this paper sitting, it was on the front page, with their, you know, they were smiling with their teeth, you know, and they were showing little blood-stained teeth. And they said they like to do that, that's drink blood. And this is England. We're not talking of, you know, somewhere deep in the jungle somewhere, some cannibals or something. And it brought to mind how, what the Bhagavad Gita says, is everywhere actually. These kind of habits, we just don't know what's going on in the world. What kind of things people do, we are in our own worlds and we go about our own lives. But yes, you have all these things going on. In India too, we have people who practice all kinds of black magic and worship with skulls. And so that's called worship in the mode of ignorance. There are others who worship various personalities for some material gain, for name and fame and prestige and so on. And there are those who worship out of a sense of duty. So Krishna analyzes worship according to these modes. Then he analyzes charity according to the modes. Charity that is given out of a sense of duty, without expectation of any material reward, to a worthy person at a proper time and a proper place, is charity in the mode of goodness. Charity given grudgingly, charity given for the sake of expecting some reward, some prestige, some fame and name, etc., is charity in the mode of passion. And charity given without regard to the worthiness or otherwise of the recipient of the charity, given at the wrong time, the wrong place, for the wrong purpose, that's charity in the mode of ignorance. And then austerity in the three modes. Such a beautiful analysis. If anybody really likes to understand and study the way this world is, here is such a wonderful way to analyze it. Austerities that we perform, the sacrifices we do, the foods that we eat. Yes, foods that are in the, that are juicy, nourishing, vegetarian, health promoting, they are foods in the mode of goodness. Foods in the mode of passion are those that are too salty, sour, pungent, bitter, and so on. I like to share this anecdote that when I first became a devotee, I was given charge of a certain temple to oversee the affairs. And I had freshly read this verse that said that food that is salty, bitter, pungent, etc., is in the mode of passion. And as we were all brahmacharis, renunciant monks living in the temple, I figured that we should have foods that are not in the mode of passion. Salty food is in the mode of passion. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So I asked the kitchen to stop putting salt in the food. And on the first day, then when everyone was eating, they were looking at each other, but nobody said anything. But the look said it all. And somehow they pulled on the first day, but the next day I had a revolution on my hands. And I had to change my decision very quickly. So we decided to have a little salt. So in any case, when things are too salty, too pungent, too bitter, that's passionate. It increases passions in the body. Similarly, when foods are stale, products of violence, decomposed, as all sorts of non-vegetarian foods are, then they promote ignorance in the mind. They also create a sense of violence in the mind. So these are very practical things for us to know. We're not just talking about an afterlife, something that is, you know, very utopian that people may think, but we're also talking of tools and skills to help us live in this world happily and peacefully. So this 17th chapter gives us a very analytical understanding of the various things that we do in this world. Hare Krishna.